I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 511. Never confuse love with Stockholm Syndrome.
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to a brand new episode of our weekly podcast, Panda.
Hi.
How you doing?
Man. Well, I mean.
Manuel? You're doing Manuel? Who's that?
It doesn't matter who he is. Anyway. No.
That's none of my business.
I could be better.
You know what? I think we all could be better.
Like, I could use a security blanket, a plate full of Toll House cookies.
I don't have the cookies, but I got a blanket mostly because it's cold as fuck where I'm recording. I mean, so I have
my slanket, but like, I wish
I don't have a slanket. You have a slanket?
Oh my god. Yeah, because my fiance was mad that I kept bringing queen size like comforters onto the couch, so he bought me a slanket. So at least that I could do activities while in my... I feel like a wizard in it, to be honest, but it's too long.
You're
like,
a wizard, Amanda.
I trip on it because it's so long, but I don't want to hem it because I don't want to believe how short I am. So I deal with that. But, like, I like my slanket. All I need now is my bow staff and a giant, and I'll feel like Gandalf the Maroon.
You shall not pass the Cheetos this way, because the Cheetos just gets all over my slanket and I don't like it.
Exactly.
I don't have a slanket, but I went out and I bought myself a Sherpa throw thing. And so
Sherpa!
And let me tell you, this thing is warm AF, dog. I guess we are an explicit podcast, so I can just go ahead and say it. It is definitely a huge, huge help. So is the coffee that I'm drinking right now to keep me warmeth. While I talk, because let me tell you, when I'm cold, I don't like to talk. Turns out, I get real quiet when I'm cold, because I'm like, no, don't expel the hot air.
I like to talk because the flapping of my lips keeps my face warm.
No, see, the flapping of my lips doesn't keep my face warm. I'm just like, you're letting all the heat out. Stop talking. Stop. But anyway.
But generally, like, health-wise, A-okay.
We need to talk about some games and some anime, because... Like, in the midst of, like, all things popping off this week, which all things popped off this week. Like, all things popped off this week.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Dishonored 2, yeah. I completely forgot about Dishonored 2.
Well, because shit went crazy for a minute.
Dishonored 2 just showed up on my doorstep, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, I thought that was next week.
The world shook, and then Dishonored fell.
Like, I was like, and I had to go back. Like, I brought up my thing, and I was like, all right, so hold up. I got on my internet, and I was like, Dishonored 2, wasn't that supposed to come out, like...
Oh, today?
Right? And I was just like, nope, that's right. It came out on Veterans Day. Like, because, you know, most video games, when they release on Tuesday.
On Tuesdays.
And so my brain, for whatever reason, was just like, okay, so next week you got Dishonored 2, and I was trying to decide whether or not I was going to get Watch Dogs 2, you know, because, I've been going back and forth, because the more I see of Watch Dogs 2, the things that I didn't like in Watch Dogs 1 seem to be addressed.
I mean, here's my big...
I like the protagonist.
I like the protagonist.
And you know how I feel about Yubi, because I loves me some Yubi.
But here's the thing, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know, anonymous is anonymous because, you know, they keep their shit on the DL, they get shit done, and they don't.
You're going to make the thing about wearing the dead sec hat?
Yeah. Like, you don't. I'm sorry. Like, if you're trying to be incognito, don't wear the word incognito on your shirt. Like, well, I mean, if you're here's a master hacker, don't put master hacker on your shirt.
But like, here's the thing.
And then go down to get Chipotle.
Here's the thing. I'm just going to pay like a tiny bit of devil's advocate. Anonymous is anonymous. Like, they don't put their name out there, the individual hackers, for what they're doing. But they do wear the Guy Fawkes masks.
Okay.
Yeah. And so hold up. Let me finish my thought. Hear me.
Okay. I'm listening.
Okay. So when Anonymous does create a video, or when people who purport to be an Anonymous participate in protests and things like that, they go out and they are wearing the Guy Fawkes masks.
Right.
Which symbolize and tell you, I'm with Anonymous. If you see somebody wearing a Guy Fawkes mask, you say, they're probably in Anonymous. It's the same as wearing a DedSec hat. It's just like if you see somebody at a dance competition and they're wearing all red or all black and they have on an all white mask, you think that might be a Jabberwocky.
Or someone who's a big fan.
Right. Okay, so
I'm just saying, though, like, then get other
the
people
same
to wear
thing.
Your stuff.
It's right, and other people could wear it. Like, you can order a Guy Fawkes mask on Amazon, and I could walk outside wearing it right now. And that doesn't mean that I'm anonymous. It doesn't mean that I'm a hacker. It means I have a credit card and an Amazon Prime account.
And maybe you just watched V for Vendetta.
And maybe I just watched V for Vendetta, and I'm like, yeah, that movie is the shit, which it is. I own it, okay? But that doesn't mean that I'm part of Anonymous. So, like, if the argument is, like, if I'm a hacker, I don't walk around wearing a thing that screams that I'm a hacker. Well, sometimes some of the hackers that we have do.
I are hacker
like,
wizards,
it is,
Lizlord.
It's the symbol. So, like, I don't take so many points off for wearing the DedSec hat. I just think it's dumb that it's a hat. Like, and not, like, like a mask.
A hoodie?
Well, like, you know how you have those, like, ski masks that are, like, that just cover your nose and your mouth, and, like, some have, like, devilish faces drawn on them to, like, instill fear? Why wouldn't DedSec have something like that instead of just a black ball cap that kind of makes me think that you're just an Oakland Raiders fan? Like, that's my thing about the DedSec hat. Okay, not so much that I'm a hacker and I'm wearing a thing that screams that I'm a hacker.
Well, I think it's his particular hack. Like,
right.
I think that's what.
And I think so that's just his style. Like, everybody has a thing that they wear that represents DedSec, and it just happens to be that this dude wears a ball cap because he likes to wear a ball cap. Okay, fine. Like, that's, to me.
Why not just get a QR code that says, I am the hacker?
Right.
And
hey,
like,
you know what?
Right here.
There could be somebody that has a tattoo that is a QR code that says DedSec. Like, it could exist. I'm just saying that, like, in the grand scheme of things, of all things to complain about in a UB game, like, that's so minimal to me.
I mean, it
like, that's not a keep me from getting the game thing. That's just a, guys, really?
Like, we could have been a little more, we could have had some more nuance.
You could have been a little more creative.
That's all right, though. You've been working on a lot of stuff lately.
Like, I know that you guys have been doing the Assassins movie and actually making people take leaps of faith.
Like, Michael Fassbender, we need you to jump from, you need to jump.
Well, it's his stunt double, but I saw this video of, like, they actually did leaps of faith. So they didn't do, like, short jumps and then just CGI it to make it longer. They actually took a stuntman.
Hey, Bob, you're a good jumper. We need you to jump and, like, swan dive into this. Like that.
So, here's the deal. We're going to test it.
You might ache a little bit, but your bones won't break.
Like, I'm pretty sure that, like, they've set a Guinness World Record for, like, the longest free fall jump.
Oh.
Because, you know, I saw this video, and they were showing the stunt double, and even the guy was, like, getting nervous when they went above 90 feet up. Because he was just,
like,
free jumping. Mm-hmm. No harness. Just a safety line. Okay. Off the platform into a square pillow, you know, balloon, in a desert, and then when they took him up to 121 feet, or like 122 feet, like, you could see him, like, wrestling with his hands and going, okay, I'm actually going to do this.
Here's something that's terrifying about free fall is that, one, like, the air can shift you.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're
the air is not your friend.
It could move you over just enough that you don't hit that pillow in the safe cushy zone.
Right.
You hit it near the end and you might puncture, like, a lung or something.
Right. at that point, like, the air could fuck your Christmas.
Like, air's like, you know what? I feel like a douchebag today. Hey. Whoosh. You're gone. Fuck you, human. Whoosh. Respect, I am pack leader now.
Respect my authority.
Like, that's some terrified fucking...
Yeah, you know, so, and he does it, like, everybody, like, erupts into, like, you know,
oh my god, you did that! That I would have died,
that
literally.
Straight fire meme where everybody, like, loses their shit and is like, that. And so, to then see how they cut that into the movie, like, it, many of the jumps are authentic, and to know that just kind of, like, highlights for me that I'm more interested than before.
Why don't they give Oscars to, like, stunt teams? Because they, a lot of stunt teams do all that awesome shit. They're like, oh man, do you remember when X, Y, and Z like, Steve in stunts, like, had a huge bruise on, like, his body for, like, 4 months after that shoot, and no one says dick about it.
Well, I think that it comes down to, like, special effects and things like that. But I do agree. I don't know that if there's, like, an excellence in practical stunts, especially because so much has been, you know, worked into special effects teams now that more often than not, practical stunts, you know, on this kind of scale aren't attempted. Mostly because I don't believe many places would insure the stunt people.
Look, this is what we want to do.
We want to have a guy free fall
with half the strings and with real bullets.
Right, but we've got it, like, totally timed to, like, the millisecond.
Like,
and the insurance company just laughs.
We have a 3D model of everything, and we know exactly how to do it so that we don't shoot each other in the head. Yeah.
We've done, like, 4 dry runs now. We've only killed 2 people. We've got this.
Only 2. And only, like, we've 2. We've got a whole bunch only of extras. 2.
And one of them just had a heart attack because they were so excited about what we pulled off. So really, we only killed 1 person.
1.
What do you mean we can't get the insurance? What do you mean?
Fuck to the no.
Exactly.
Denied.
But I am looking forward to the Assassins movie, and I think that it is going to kind of be the redemption that we needed after the Prince of Persia movies.
I have nothing positive to say.
That's what I'm, like, saying.
I don't hate Gyllenhaal.
I don't hate Jake Gyllenhaal. I think Jake
should have opened that script, smelled shit, and said, nah.
Yeah.
Like, nah, thank you.
Yeah. Can you, is that
Ask
even
my
a thing?
Sister.
Nah, thank you.
Nah, thank you. Like, nah.
I'm going to make that a thing now. People are like, would you like a kale salad? I'll be like, nah, thank you.
Nah, thank you. I do a lot of, no, okay.
Yeah, I've ended up in the no okay section a couple of times.
Okay. You got me.
Do you want creme brulee as dessert? No, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, can you put it in a box? Anyway, I digress.
You digress. I was talking.
I know. I digressed your conversation.
How did you jack my conversation to digress me? Damn it. But go ahead.
That's awesome. I only get this ability, like, once every 2 years. So it won't happen again for another 2.
Truth,
so,
player 2. Go ahead.
But no. Let me take control over this just for a minute.
Okay.
Because I do have a topic, but you have, like, 8 more topics than me.
I have a lot of random topics. I got a lot of little things to talk about.
Right. And last show, you had, like, 2 medium things and a small thing. And then I had to blurt out really quickly my thing. Yeah. So let me just do my thing now.
All right. Go ahead. Do your thing. All right, I got coffee.
Anime.
Because
I watched an anime this week. Or rather, I got subjected to anime this week, and I don't know how to feel about it. So I'm going to bring it to the floor.
Oh, I should have brought some cookies.
Thanks to our show last week, because the fiancé actually listened to your portion of it, because for some reason, he listens to me too much. He listens to you and not me. And he actually queued up Yuri on Ice. So we're going to watch that together, because he's kind of curious about it, which makes me curious about him. But while that's in our queue, he's like, let's watch something small while we figure out what we're going to play next. And I was like, okay. And he just threw on this random anime series that literally the anime title is To Be Hero. And I was like, that doesn't even seem like
a full sentence. But okay.
But it's short and okay, to the point. So in this anime, our main character, his name is Osan, and he is a no good father. But he kind of looks like, you know, like a host who no longer goes to his job.
Okay.
So, like, kind of put together, kind of shaggy, still kind of good looking, but clearly not up to any type of good. And, you know, it's all about hitting on the ladies and getting the next, you know, next high from whatever that chase is, kind of guy.
Okay.
He's pretty messy in appearance, like I said, but looks kind of good. And he actually has a job, which is kind of surprising, because at first I thought he was going to end up being a host. But he actually does interior design for bathrooms.
Okay.
So, yes. Yep. Let that sink in.
Good interior design for,
like,
bathrooms.
Take super drunkish looking, hobo-ish Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Uh-huh.
And have him design bathrooms. Because that's what he does.
Okay.
He is divorced from his wife, but he lives with his daughter, Mean-chan, who, she's kind of mean. Like, she kind of has that, you know, looks really sweet, but then you, like, accidentally graze her boob, and then she, like, karate kicks you. And I don't know if that makes her, like, a tsundere, or there's another one where, like, they're, like, soft in the middle, but, like, they have a hard... Yeah, that's tsundere, right?
Yeah.
She's kind of like a tsundere.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have the pure blonde, like, they usually give tsunderes, but, like, she is blonde.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but she's good at sports, and she's, like, good at school, and, you know, she believes that her father... The intentions of her father are good. Just everything else gets in the way, and he's easily distracted and is more of a hedonist than anything else. So she tries to keep him focused on...
My hedonist daddy? Is that what we're talking about?
Sort of.
That's what we're watching?
Like,
my hedonist dad?
Sort of.
Okay.
But she's just like, Dad, focus on your job. Get us out of this apartment. We could be doing more. Like, but yeah, I understand that it was like... free booze night at the club down the street, and they actually asked you about a toilet, like, consultation. So, like, there was some work involved. But how about...
a toilet consultation?
Yeah. Like, seriously, like, it always seems like someone wants to talk to him about designing a new toilet when he's, like, out drinking. And she's just like, how about we cut the drinking out and you just do your job and do better? And one day, they're about to go out to eat, and he's like, I really have to take a dump. I will be right back. And Min's like, really? Like, I'll wait outside. And he goes into the bathroom, and he's having this monologue on the toilet seat, which, confession time, I do this all the time. And I'm sure there are other people.
You talk to yourself here. While you take a shit?
I have a lot of, like, deep thoughts when I'm taking a shit. I do. And sometimes I'll just get so lost that I'm like, I'm not actually going to the bathroom anymore, and I'm just thinking. And then the fiance is like, are you done yet? And I'm like, oh, yeah, flush.
My husband calls it my daily sabbatical.
So I do that. So
you're not alone.
I'm not. So, like,
you
him
are
doing
not
this.
Not alone.
So him doing this, I was just like, okay. I'm like, I do this. I can relate to this.
Yep.
And he's just, you know what? She's right. I need to just get off my ass, stop drinking, and do right by my daughter. Because, like, he honestly loves his daughter, and he wants to do right by her, but he just keeps fucking up. And as he's going to flush his toilet, he gets sucked down into it.
Sorry.
And, he gets sucked into...
Sorry. I'm sorry? He got sucked down into the toilet.
Into the toilet. Kind of like a Mario Nintendo situation. Like, flushed down the toilet.
Uh-huh.
And he's in this parallel universe, which is kind of like a sewer.
I mean, it makes sense that the toilet is a portal to a parallel dimension.
Sort of.
Think about it.
And he happens to meet this hero who, his name looks like Mario, but they have to bleep out that middle because, you know, copyright. And he's just like, hey, some aliens are coming to Earth, and they're going to, you know, start attacking. And Earth doesn't have a hero right now. And you're going to be Earth's new hero. And Osan's like, nah, I've got other shit I got to do. I was doing some shit,
like, and then I ended up here.
Here, right.
So what shit do I have to do to not be here?
Right.
Sorry.
And, like, Osan kind of thinks that he must have, like, just passed out on the toilet and he's having, like, a weird toilet dream. So, like, he's talking over this very, very much buff Mario-esque character who's like, your body's already beginning to change and you will have immense power when you wake up. And sure enough, like, the reverse flush of a toilet happens and And Osan,
I have to watch this. I have to watch this. Like, my afternoon plans just completely changed.
Yeah, it's on Crunchyroll, so you can go watch it. And when he comes back out, like, all of a sudden, like, the character voice changes from, like, you know, like a young 40-ish something, like, you know, good for nothing, into, like, this deeper, raspier, kind of a hikamori, otaku-ish kind of voice. And he gets up, and he's like, man, he's like, that shit really took it out of me. Like, all of a sudden, I don't feel so well. And he looks into the mirror, and he has become, like, a 55-year-old fat man with no shirt and, like, the shorts that...
Wait. So he went from a shaggy, good-looking dude to basically an old otaku?
Sort of. Like, he kind of looks like those old fat men that you see in animes who go to, like, the public bathhouse and just kind of sit in the water with, like, the towel around his neck, sort of. He's like, oh, my God. And he's freaking out because his daughter is waiting for him to come out of the bathroom from the shit that he is supposed to take. And he's terrified. Kind of like that scene in... in Howl's Moving Castle when Sophie becomes old.
Yeah.
Like, she hasn't really acknowledged that this has all happened, and she thinks it's all a dream. So that kind of sequence kind of happens, except he's now an old fat man, with short shorts on that are definitely too short for his body frame. And he's, like, trying to find a way to sneak out of his house without his daughter seeing him, because he no longer looks like her dad. And sure enough, he gets caught, like, trying to sneak out by her, and she's like, what is this creepy man doing in this house? What happened to my dad? And, like, he is trying to tell her that it's him, and every time his mouth opens, like, his mental self, which still still looks like his old self, like, you know, like that ghost projection thing that they'll do, like, his inner voice comes out, and he's like, Min-chan, it's me. And then, like, his actual body's like, I want to see your panties. And it's, like, really aggressively...
What?
Angry.
Whoa,
yeah.
What?
Like, he cannot control what comes out of his mouth, and he cannot, for the price of his new power, he has to give up pretty much being Min's dad and can never reveal to her what has happened to him. And he doesn't realize this in the first episode, that this is what happens. But every time he tries to tell
her... This is all in the first episode.
Yeah. Yep. All in the first episode.
All right. So I'm watching this.
There's about 5 episodes now out on Crunchyroll. There's a pervert who lives next door who likes to... hang out, and by hang out, I mean wears a trench coat and just shows his wee-wee to people.
Oh, God.
There are several aliens that are, like, one's like a chicken overlord wizard. One is like a furry man who wants to purr and actually wants to be more like a cat than fight you. And then there's the alien overlord king who kind of looks like a hot elf guy, and he has weird feelings about his mom because his mom used to beat him, and he actually kind of likes it. So when he meets Min-chan and she beats him up, he kind of gets really sexually into her and then wants to be with her. But obviously dad, who is like the hero of Earth now, is like trying to keep the aliens.
I don't understand how that's a hero. I
don't know yet. But to be hero is to be flushed down the toilet and to become a fat person. And
who's obsessed with getting panties. Okay.
Yeah, it's right now. It's not ranked very high. I would say that people, on average, are giving it about a 6.5 or a 7. So, like, some of the jokes land pretty hard, and that's great. But there's a lot in it that I don't get. And I mean, probably not an anime I would have picked out. So I have to thank the fiance for this one, because if he hadn't said yes, I never would have found this gem. If I want to call it that.
That's something to call it.
I'm very curious as to where this turd sandwich is going. Like, eerily enough that I'm going to continue watching, but still feel very weird about watching it. But I wanted to share it with everybody, because I think if you can get and if you can get through that first episode, like, there may be more to it. Like, I watched Diabolik Lovers, which was shit on a shingle.
Diabolik Lovers is just bad. I tried to watch the second season thinking that, you know, maybe they would, like, bring it all together. That did not happen.
They were like, add some more vampires who are even more douchey to her so to make the other set of vampires look like fucking saints. By the way, let's throw Adam and Eve in there just because we can. and then not make any of it relate to whatever the big issue is. The end.
Yep. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for watching. I'm like, wait, so, what do you mean thank you for watching?
We have one vampire who calls you bitch all the time, and now one who literally calls you cunt all the time, and you can't discern which one cares about you more. Neither. Neither of them do. Okay?
Why are you having this thought?
Oh my god. Like, don't get me wrong, I understand that in harem animes, like, the character has to be pretty much, like, just a vessel for you to put your own personality in. But let some vampire, no matter how hot, call me bitch chan all the time. Or cunt. Let someone come up to me and call me a cunt. And watch my hand. Watch my hand and see what it does. Because they're going to see the back of it, and then they're going to see the front of it, and then they're going to see it again in reverse.
Okay? Just in case, like, they didn't catch it the first time.
Like, we're gonna read this for comprehension, okay? Don't call me a cunt. The end.
Thank you for watching.
I couldn't get through all of it, and it hurt me so much. It hurt me a lot. And I watched that other one.
Amnesia?
Yes. Yes.
I'm really, really upset with myself that I remember that.
It had a great opening song, and that's what got me.
Fucking opening
song. And that one, like, I had thoughts about, because I'm like,
oh,
I really,
yeah, that's right. And then at the end, he's just like, I just want to keep you safe. And so he put her in the cage.
The orange one put her in the cage.
Yeah.
Like a puppy. And, like, just wanted
to keep her away from the other ones, because he was the one.
The red one.
Yeah.
He was abusive, physically.
Yeah.
And then throughout all of the universes, the green guy, who's got a split personality, and half the time he wants to kill you, and the other half he wants to fuck you, and sometimes he don't want to fuck you to kill you. And in most universes, he kills you, and you're still like, but I love him. No, bitch, you don't! It is Stockholm Syndrome. Get the fuck away. Get the guy who wears all green and is, like, super literal and really doesn't understand what feelings are, but at least he could have a conversation with you and maybe just
go to the Maldives and just, like, chill. Just...
Yeah,
that's a dream. Just go to the Maldives and chill.
Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't. Like, in these games, like, the dudes are, like... And I mean, granted, I mean, if you go back to Oh My Goddess, who's like the original, well, I mean, Tenchi Muyo, I guess, is older than Oh My Goddess.
Yeah, Tenchi's older than Goddess.
Just a little bit.
Just a little.
But even though those guys were still very generic guys, at least they built character as the seasons progressed.
Yes.
So you finally got, like, okay, now Beldandy met Keiichi from, like, season 4, I could totally see why she'd be like, take my goddess panties. Like, take them. Like, I would get that. But, you know, every guy's got to start somewhere. So,
right.
Like, they all start at that base. And, like, sometimes some
and
of them
gotta,
have charisma.
And, you know, you gotta work into it. I mean, Keiichi did work 4 seasons before Beldandy was like,
Exactly. Exactly. And then all the other guys was like, well, now I know he's good, so now I want some. Nah, bitch, you weren't here from the beginning.
That's right. You didn't put in time. You didn't put in work.
Mine. This is mine.
Get your own.
But now you get all these animes where, like, the guy does no work, and all the girls are just like, take me now! Oh! And you're just like, work for it. Damn. Like, read a book.
Read a book to me. Buy me a strawberry crepe. Just do something.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I would, you know, and I'm not a big fan of strawberries, but I always envision that one day my fiancé will be like, let's go out for, like, a dessert. And he'll buy me... Like, in my mind, it will be a chocolate crepe because I prefer chocolates to strawberry. But, like, we'll get one and, like, we'll be walking to the car and we'll have that classic anime on the street moment where, like, I get, like, some chocolate, like, on my nose. And, like, he goes to, like, you know. So stupid. It will never happen.
I have no way to follow that other than, hey, thanks for lining me up with this throwback stuff, going back to the classics.
Oh, gosh.
Because I've been watching 3 things, which I'm going to tell you right now. Next week's episode, we're going to be talking about Westworld.
I have not started watching.
You're going to.
Oh.
And you're going to today. Because next week, we are talking about Westworld. Okay? But okay. I have been watching a bunch of different things. Again, you know, on Veterans Day, I basically shut myself in. I was like, we are just ordering in food. And I'm going to watch a bunch of things, both some things that take me to my happy place. So, like, I watched a Star Trek movie because The Next Generation gives me hope that in the future we work out all of our major diversity shit. So then I decided that after that I wanted to watch some animation. So I watched two of my more favorite Steven Universe episodes. The Mindful Thought episode where Stefani breaks apart because Connie...
Because they both have things that they're not sharing. Like, because she hurt someone and she's holding in all... Because she realizes that she has this power now, so she has to be far more aware of her abilities and what effects that has on the outside world. I loved that episode. It made me cry.
Yeah, it's a good one. And so,
but anytime you get Estelle singing, I'm like, damn, woman.
Exactly. Like, that's... It's pretty much like where I live. Mindful Thought helps me get back on track when I am kind of waning. And I know that for a lot of people, it doesn't make sense that, you know, a particular song or a particular episode of a show, especially a cartoon, can be something that is centering. But for me, Mindful Thought is an episode that just reminds me, because of the song and the way that Estelle delivers it and the visuals that go on, that, you know, you have to take a moment to remind yourself of yourself and what's a thought and what is reality, and thoughts can help change and shape your reality, and to not get lost in your thoughts, because that's all they are, is a thought. And so I watched that a couple of times, just kind of woosahed. I was like, you know what, I need to watch some anime. I need to get down, like, right now. So I jumped into Crunchyroll, because I haven't been in for a week. So I'm like, I should have an episode of Yuri to watch at this point. And I'm not really watching anything else heavily on Crunchyroll right now. Mostly because I've been, like, deep in Arrow, Flash, and Westworld. I was bouncing around looking at different shows. And I happened to see, and I hadn't been really paying attention, that there was Dragon Ball listed as a recently updated show. And I was like, Dragon Ball? And in all honesty, like, my first reaction was like, shit, that's still on? And I'm like, oh yeah, it is. It's Dragon Ball Super. Shit. Okay. Well, I've been out of the Dragon Ball game for a while. Like, pretty much the last time that I watched Dragon Ball, it was on Toonami. That was a while ago.
Oh, so you didn't watch
the after school Toonami, not the 1 o'clock in the morning Toonami.
So you never watched GT?
I did not watch GT.
Oh.
Yeah, the last time I watched Dragon Ball, the big deal was it Cell? No, I made it to Majin Buu.
Oh, okay, all right.
Because the big thing was Trunks and Gohan fusing.
And wait, was it their attempt to fuse and they failed?
Well, yeah, I saw their failure, but then I saw their success. Then I saw Vegeta and Goku do it, and Vegeta not really wanting to, but he did it anyway.
he never does.
And then them learning that Trunks was Vegeta and Bulma's kid, and like, okay. I remember the priceless look on Vegeta's face after that.
You did not make it into GT.
So I didn't make it into GT or anything.
So you didn't meet Goten then?
No.
Oh.
I'm assuming that's Gohan and whatever her name is, V's kid.
No, that's another Gohan kid. I mean, Goku kid.
Goku has another kid.
Yeah.
So Gohan has a brother, like full brother, not with like some other lady. Just make sure.
Nope, not with another.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Okay.
And you're thinking of Chi-Chi.
Yeah. There we go. Because Gohan gets with the king's daughter from that whole battle.
In Dragon Ball, they already established that Chi-Chi was going to be following fucking Goku around.
Yeah, forever and ever. Okay, all right, forever. So anyway, so I'm like, you know what? I haven't watched Dragon Ball in a while, and kind of like getting out of a soap opera and then coming back like a couple of years later, I was curious to see like, okay, so how much of what I knew Yeah,
who's here? Who's the world not would be
like,
here?
Who's here? Who's not here? Like, what's going on? Let me see, like, if I just pick up an episode somewhere here, if, like, it's like a day hasn't gone by and I know what's going on, right? So I started watching Dragon Ball Super.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time that I've watched Dragon Ball subbed, not dubbed. Right.
Oh.
But subbed, not dubbed. I've never watched Dragon Ball subbed. Oh. Because, again, the first time that I ever saw Dragon Ball was on...
that was dubbed.
No, the first time I saw it was when it was on the anime block that was on Sci-Fi that we would watch on Sunday mornings with Mom.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first time I saw
it.
And that was dubbed, not subbed. So I've never seen Dragon Ball sub. So as it starts to get into the episode, my world is like all blown to hell because all the characters sound completely different from what I know them to be. And frankly, Vegeta sounds like more of a pussy. Subbed, not dubbed. But he does. He sounds like a whiny little bitch. Or at least in Super. I mean, Vegeta's always been a whiny prince, but at least, like, the voice that he has in the dub thing is, like, deep and kind of commanding and, like, sometimes when he would get really angry, you could understand why people would be scared of him.
Okay, yes.
Okay, but subbed, like, he sounds like a hikikomori. He really does. So I'm watching this episode and I'm like, okay, everybody sounds different. That's not cool. I can understand why nobody wants to hear Bulma talk because the voice actress that does her voice, you know, she does the character justice, but, like, her voice just cuts through me. And I'm just like, shut up, Bulma. Shut up, Bulma.
Yeah.
Just shut up. Right? So the episodes that I'm watching are basically the God of Destruction, who looks like a purple Anubis.
Okay.
Like if Anubis, the Egyptian god, and, like, Mu had a baby.
Okay.
That's what the God of Destruction looks like.
But not a cute baby?
No, not cute. He just looks like a purple angry cat panther. Okay,
Does he look like Gwar does? Is Gwar there?
I don't know who that is.
Oh.
Okay, so anyway, let's move on. So the God of Destruction has come to Earth. Vegeta recognizes him immediately. And it's like, holy shit. He's gonna fuck everybody's Christmas, and Goku's not around, because he's off doing some research. Basically, the God of Destruction has heard about a Super Saiyan God, and wants to fight one, because he wants to know if it's as powerful, or even, like, close to being as powerful as he is, because he's pretty sure that nothing on the world and in the universe is as powerful as he is. And, you know, on a whim, like, creates stuff, which is typically chaos. And when he gets really pissed, he, like, just, you know, negates things out of existence. And so Vegeta's, like, freaking out and is trying to, like, keep him super, super happy and give him reasons for not wanting to destroy Earth. And he's like, well, I haven't tried any of your food or entertainment. He's like, oh, we've got crazy food, like, all kinds of food. You should try this. You should try pudding. And, like, so Vegeta's, like, just cooking all these things. And he's like, oh, Master, you should try this. This will be amazing. And, like, oh, let me get you some of this and things like that. And so he's, like, calming down. He's like, oh, well, most of this food is, like, pretty great. And, like, he has an assistant. That's like, ooh, this is fantastic, and this is fantastic, and I want some of this, and I want to try sushi, and all this kind of stuff. And so he sees the king, the wrestler, and Majin Buu eating pudding, and is like, oh, give me one of those puddings, I want to try it. And Majin Buu's like, fuck you, no, this is my pudding. And he's like, fuck you, I'm going to destroy everything. And so, like, Vegeta is, like, groveling and sniveling, and like, I will make you fucking pudding. And he's like, Vegeta, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, slow your fucking roll, dude. You're fucking Vegeta. And so Bulma's like,
If he is snobbling and whining,
yeah,
that would give me the warning that this is not someone to fuck with.
Right. And so Bulma comes out while he's snobbling and groveling. And Vegeta's like, no, bae.
Shut your mouth.
Bae, shush you. And so he starts fighting with the God of Destruction, and he goes straight to Super Saiyan and is trying to land some punches, and the God of Destruction is just, like, brushing his hands across and his legs across and stuff like that, and stops him mid-charge and is like, oh, you Saiyans, you're all so funny. You all get to this super state where you get all excited and you're going to do stuff, and then just at the last minute, you all wuss out because you realize you're not strong enough. And just at that moment, like, Vegeta goes from being Super Saiyan back to being his normal black-haired self. The God of Destruction, like, whaps his ass down to the ground. And so Vegeta's, like, laying on the ground and gets up. And he's like, look, if killing me will satisfy your lust for destruction and you leave the planet alone, then then I'll die at your hands greatly as a warrior. He's like, yeah, you know, warrior's death. It's a good way to go out. Don't know if I'm going to let the planet be or not or after, but we'll see how I feel after killing you. And so Bulma then comes running out of nowhere, and, like, Vegeta's, like, sweating and, like, panicking, doing the eye twitch thing. And Bulma's like, look, it's my birthday. You weren't even invited, and you're fucking stuff up, and I don't even know why, and you need to leave Vegeta alone. And he's like, Bulma, no!
Oh,
and, like,
gosh.
You see the God of Destruction, like, raise his hand up like he's gonna snap. And you're like, oh, shit, is he gonna negate her from existence? And instead, he backhands Bulma. So he literally, like, pimp slaps her. And Vegeta loses his shit. And it's like, not my Bulma! And, like, goes into, like, crazy Super Saiyan.
Did he turn purple?
No, he didn't turn purple. He went Super Saiyan.
Do you know the states of Saiyan? Because they get glowy.
I know they get glowy. So I know that first there's glowy, then there's gold.
Yep.
Then there's blue.
No, then there's purple monkey. Then there's purple monkey with gold hair.
Okay.
Then it's long black hair, like Sonic the Hedgehog. Then it's blue.
Okay. Where does Fuchsia come in? Because that's where we ended.
Okay, so that's the fuchsia color.
With so red eyes?
Yes.
Because that is straight above, up pink.
That is above gold.
Yeah, it's way above gold. So so basically, Vegeta goes off because God of Destruction bitch slapped his lady. And I'm like,
only I can bitch slap Bulma.
And he's like, not my Bulma. And like, Trunks tries home and is like, Mom, are you okay? And I'm like, aw, that's so cute.
Man,
she's not dead, though, because, like, they show her twitching, but, like, Vegeta's, like, going off and off, and finally the God of Destruction stops, and he's like, gotta hand it to you. Haven't had anybody make me use a tenth of my power in a long time. Meanwhile, God of Destruction dude over in the corner getting some sushi, and he's like, ooh, this my girl is, like, bomb! Oh, so delicious! I need more of the salmon! I need more! And I'm just like, oh man, some sushi would be good right now. So I'm watching Dragon Ball Super. I'm back in it.
I'm so surprised at you.
I'm like surprised at myself. Like, and I'm back in. And like after one episode, I'm like back in. And I'm like, oh my God. Like Goku showed up and now they're talking about like a Super Saiyan God, which basically it takes like 5 Saiyans to put their hearts, as long as they're pure and their power, into a 6th Saiyan. And that 6th Saiyan then becomes a Super Saiyan God. And so they're doing the math and like so
Trunks and Gohan and
so Trunks and Gohan and I guess Goten and Vegeta get in a circle and they're trying to put their power into Goku and Goku rises up and then they get reminded, no, you dipshits, it takes 5 Saiyans to push into another Saiyan, not 4 into another. And like shit, we're short of Saiyan. So the God of Destruction's like, yeah. I'm gonna fuck shit up. And they have the Dragon Balls, so like, oh, well, we'll just ask the dragon to bring us a Super Saiyan God then. And so they bring up the dragon, and the dragon shows up, and he starts talking, and then he looks over, and he sees the God of Destruction, and he's like, oh, I didn't see you there. So, like, even the fucking Dragon Ball dragon.
It's like, shit.
Yeah, okay. So they finish, and they're like, well, shit, we don't have one. And then Vial, Gohan's wife, she's like, well,
Gohan's wife. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Gohan's wife. It's like, well, would a little Saiyan in my belly count? And Gohan looks at her. Yeah, she's pregnant. And so Gohan's like, wait, what? What? And
she's like, by the way, hashtag pregnant.
Yeah. And it's like, well, I don't know if, like, you know, his heart would be, well, she's like, well, of course it'll be pure. He's grown in my belly, duh. But, so then she gets into the circle.
He hasn't been tainted by the world yet.
Right.
He's the purest in my belly.
And, you know,
right?
He's only a half Saiyan, but should be enough.
It should
work. So then she gets in the circle, and they all start holding hands and channeling the power. And then a glow comes from her belly, and then her hair goes gold, like she's a Super Saiyan. And it passes all through, and it all goes to Goku. And it goes in stages, like building a spirit bomb. And so finally, at the end of the last one, like, there's this, like, poof and, like, air that comes. And then you see Goku, and he's got bright pink hair and red eyes.
Okay.
And that's how the episode ends. And it's like, all right. And so the title of the next episode is, like, Go Goku, Release the Super Saiyan God. And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna see this. So I'm hooked again on Dragon Ball.
I know, kind of.
Did you see that coming? Did you? Bet you didn't. Bet you didn't.
Oh, I didn't.
Bet you didn't. Did yeah. See it. Told you. Nope. Didn't see it coming.
Holy shit.
Nope.
Holy shit.
Yep. So that, so I've been watching Dragon Ball again, which is really kind of out there for me. And then the last thing that I want to talk about, I got to talk about the SNES classic. I got to talk about this because this thing has just turned into such a shit show.
This is some bullshit.
Yeah, it is. So if you weren't aware, an SNES classic has been released. It's a tiny SNES, and you can get special cartridges of some games that are the old SNES, like, you know, almost had to blow on the cartridge all the time to get it to load right,
so you could get to blow your cartridge
so that you could get to world 4 or 5 correctly in Zelda all the time, and it load and not glitch and invert all the colors for some reason. So they've been talking about it for months, and there was a lot of interest in it, like crazy amount of people were interested. So you would think that they would produce a crazy amount of these devices. Well, they put them up for pre-sale overnight on Thursday, right before Veterans Day, going into Veterans Day. Like most things, because they didn't anticipate really and truly what interest was and looked like for the device, they ended up in a place where, surprise, surprise, a whole bunch of people were able to get their hands on them, and a whole bunch of people got waitlisted. And the majority of initial people that got their hands on these SNESs, understanding how literally in minutes, all the stock that was everywhere went out. Amazon was telling people that, yes, they got their pre-order. Yes, they got their pre-order. And then 20 minutes later, sending an email that, you know, their item had been put on back order and they weren't sure when they were going to get another one in, which left a lot of people upset because they went to sleep thinking that they had one.
They were all set.
And woke up to find out, actually not. Made a lot of people mad because those people who were guaranteed that got one or were able to physically pick up one of the 5 that shipped to some GameStop stores in the country were immediately putting those things up on eBay. And the majority of the ones on eBay right now are currently going for upwards of $1,100.
Fuck no.
Yeah, that. No. So it's a shitty situation that Nintendo created because they simply did not produce a high number of units. And to me, it just says that they just don't understand the cachet and the devotion to the nostalgia and the older systems that people currently have. They don't understand their own fandom. Because I don't understand how you're Nintendo. And yes, while you are on the eve of releasing the Nintendo Take Me With You, whatever you want to call it, Switch, because it's not the NX. No, they're just calling it the Switch. It's not NX. NX was its code name when they were working on it. It's called just the Nintendo Switch.
I'm going to call it the Nintendo Will Smith because he did the song Switch.
I'm going to call it the Nintendo Take Me With You because that's the whole point of it, is that you could take it with you.
They already had a device that you could take with you.
It's called the 3DS. Yeah, it's like they forgot that, but hey, whatever. It just, to me, screams that you don't understand your fandom. I am a fan of video games, right? Okay.
Me too.
I'm trying to say this the right way. I am a fan of video games, and I have been a fan of video games almost as long as I can remember being alive.
Guys, I had a Sega Game Gear, okay?
Okay. I had a Game Gear as well. You had the blue one, though, and that pissed me off, but that's okay. I eventually got over it.
Really?
I was well into my adult years, but I eventually got over it. But
I was like, blue one for me, bitch.
And it was because our mom was like, well, you have to have ones that look different so that way you won't fight over them. And instead, because we had different ones, we'd fight over it all the time.
You're like, mom, she's playing with my blue one.
To the point where she took them away and gave them to our cousins.
I hated that so much.
Yep. Anyway, I got over it. Therapy's a good thing. So, Needless to say,
if you had to go to therapy for that, I feel bad for you, son.
I didn't have to go to therapy for that. I just included it in there.
You just chose.
I throw it in there. You know, they say bring your issues, so I brought all of them. Why be selective? I might as well pay to get them all fixed.
Like, by the way, okay. Right, so my sister had a Game Gear, okay? I had a Game Gear first. She got another one, but hers was blue.
And it was better because it was blue and... Like, it caused so many issues.
I got the blue one, and I had the crappy start one. I wanted the new one, and my mom was like, no.
Okay.
Disgust.
So, let's put it all on the table. Hey, it's like this, okay? If you go to the mechanic because you got a problem with the tire, and your mechanic comes to you and is like, hey, all your brakes are gone, do you just fix the tire? No. You fix all the brakes. Because if you don't fix all the brakes plus the tire...
You can't stop. Then you're Miley Cyrus and you can't stop.
And you won't stop.
You won't stop and you can't stop.
And you're probably going to die. And maybe take somebody with you. So you fix them all. So if you got an issue or two, why would you go in and just fix the one issue? You fix all the issues.
Bro, you're right.
So anyway.
I'm glad you sorted that out with your therapist.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a really good year. All right, moving on. So, what was I talking about?
I don't know, I'm drunk.
I was talking about something very passionately.
And I feel your passion. I just don't remember the topic in which you were passionate about. It was before the same
year. Oh, I was dishing about Nintendo and not understanding the fandom.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And you are passionate about video games.
Yeah. And I've been, since I can remember, like, I distinctly remember the moment that I became infatuated with video games. We had gone to visit, Dad and I had gone to visit one of our cousins in Boston. And they had a Commodore 64. And so while I was playing with our cousin and our dad was talking with our uncle, who I think was actually just a friend of our dad's and wasn't actually blood related to us.
Was it Fred?
We just call him Fred.
Was it Fred?
No, I think it was Percy. Yeah, it was Percy.
I remember
Percy. It's Percy. So I'm playing with Percy Jr. and I'm just watching him on this Commodore 64. And I'm like enamored because I'd never seen anything like that in my life. The closest thing I'd seen to that was like a Speak and Spell that I had. And I thought I was doing something because I had a speak and spell that would, like, talk to me out loud.
Man, I loved games.
And I would make it
after
say boobs
our cousins got that Pico, which was more educational, but it allowed you to draw on the TV. And I'd always want to go with Mom to go visit Aunt Marie so I could play on the Pico.
Yeah.
But Uncle John wouldn't let me play on the Pico because he was watching football. I was so mad.
The struggle was real.
It's like, you have this technology. Let me play with it. You're falling asleep. You don't even know that the Cowboys are playing. And that's the only word I recognize on the screen. Let me learn some shit.
I could be learning right now.
I could be drawing C's and then spelling out the word catastrophe because that's what my life was at then.
Oh, God. Ah, the struggle.
They were denying us freedom.
Don't deny us the technology. That's why we're blurty now. So anyway, but I remember... Percy Jr. was like, do you want to see something cool? And I was like, I'm looking at
it. I hope it's not your penis, uncle.
No, Percy Jr.
All right.
His son.
Focus.
It's family. It's family. No.
Half the time, they mean their penis.
No. This was in the fucking 80s. Okay? People my age were not grody like that in the 80s.
Well, sorry, I grew up after that, and that generally meant...
Our generation didn't invent rainbow parties. That was you guys' shit.
Not me.
Okay.
Not my life.
Moving along. He's like, do you want to see something cool? And I'm like, I'm looking at it. How does this get any cooler than it is? And he loaded up Zaxxon and let me play it. So, like, my first memory of playing a game was playing Zaxxon on the Commodore 64, which is a space shooter game where you pilot a ship and you have to avoid obstacles and shoot down enemies. And it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. And I spent like an hour just sitting at his computer and playing. And he's like, whatever, I'm going to go play with like my Voltron Lions or whatever. And I was like, you fucking Voltron Lions? Okay, well, let's...
Like, my mom won't let me get Voltron Lions because they're for boys.
Yeah, that was literally the argument. It's a boy's toy. And I used to argue all the time. I'm like, but Princess Alora, pal, it's a lion.
So then you get the pink one.
And so I was like, come on. Well, there wasn't a pink lion. She just wore a pink suit.
Oh. Sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. it'll be all right. So she piloted a line, but I would fight with Mobile.
What kind of line did she pilot?
She took for Lance. So she took over the Blue Lion. Yeah, she took over the Blue Lion because there was a point where Lance couldn't pilot.
I was allowed to play with G.I. Joes, but only if I was also playing with Barbies.
Yeah, I didn't even get to play with G.I. Joes. I couldn't have them. I traded my lunch one time for
a G.I. Joe. Oh, no, I couldn't have them. But the next door neighbor boy had them, and I was like, my Barbies can't get married to other Barbies, Mom. And she was like, you're right. I'll go invite the next door neighbor boy.
Why can't your Barbies marry other Barbies?
That's right.
Your Barbies can marry other Barbies.
They can now. All hashtag all
love
Barbies.
Is love is love.
But back then, Mom was like, nah, you're right. Gotta get some boy dolls up in here.
Don't anyway, getting back to my story. Anyway, so been in love with games for a long period of time. Big chunk of games that I played and systems that I played on when I was younger were always Nintendo systems. Like, we had an Intellivision, and that was the first system that we had in our house to play games on.
I don't think I was ever allowed to touch that.
Yeah, you were. You played Keystone Cops a lot. You sucked at it because you would just always stay on the same level and you would run into the cops every time. But
I learned to run to police, not from police. What? Yeah.
And then in Grand Theft Auto, you run up to them and shoot them in the face.
The cops!
Like, seriously, you're just like, fuck the police. And I'm like, no.
Only in that game. In Trump's America, no.
All right. Yeah, just... All right, anyway, so, but primarily the systems that I played on as a kid were Nintendo systems. We had an NES system. I got that one year for Christmas. Played the ever-loving Jesus out of Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt. Used to get schooled by Dad because I got the system with the zapper. And he would just, like, from across the room take out ducks. Like, right at the grass line for, like, 12 levels, and I'd be like standing next to the fucking screen trying to
cheat. He would let me go right up to the screen and be like,
and I would do the same thing. Like, he would let me go up there because he's like, you're not gonna beat me. He'd be sitting back on the couch and be like, watch this. And seriously, like, our dad was the epitome of hold my beer when it came to Duck Hunt. He'd be like, hold my beer, watch this. And just like from the couch, which was like 20 feet away, be pegging ducks at the fucking grass line. Just like, doosh, 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 doosh. Like, it was set up two, and like a duck wouldn't get like an inch away from the grass line when he would shoot from the couch. And meanwhile, I'd be like right next to the TV with the damn zapper on the TV, still not able to catch ducks as low, lose them, and things like that. So, like, I
still feel smaller. It doesn't matter.
You know, and so, but I remember, and it was a great time with the NES. And then when the Super Nintendo system came out, you were a little older, and they immediately got that system because they liked the fact that it was two-player. And so you and I would play Mario, and you'd be Luigi, and we would play the Super Mario Brothers games, and we would play Street Fighter, and you became my everlasting player, too. And then, you know, systems got...
The forever punching bag that is player two. And then finally... And
then we finally got a Genesis. So then you got a Genesis.
I got a Genesis and got Sonic and fell in love with that. Like,
and then you started living the Genesis life. And our cousin.
I was all about Disney games. I was all about Echo the Dolphin, except.
And Shaq Fu.
Well, here's the thing.
The Shaolin Warrior.
I never completed Echo the Dolphin because, and I've talked about this on the show a billion times. When you first play it, you're a happy dolphin with your giant dolphin family, and you do your little flips, and it's great. And then they're like, oh, you have to go really down deep and then do a super big jump. And when you do that, it creates a hurricane, and it sucks up all your dolphin family, which doesn't make any sense in reality now that I'm an adult and I think about this, because they would just be dead and not just relocated somewhere else. And after that, you go on a search to find, you know, your family. And at one point in the first big area, you find a baddie, and it's a squid, and it's moving a tentacle really slow, and you have to move slowly past it. And if you move too fast, it will hit you. And after the first time, I was like, never again. I was like, I've lost my family. It's American. It's American. What's that movie with the mice?
American Tale?
Yeah. It was like that, but with dolphins in my mind. And I was like, I can't do it. I'll never find my family.
But anyway,
I lived Shaq Fu. I was all about Shaq Fu.
Can I finish and my thought, please?
I was pretty good at Shaq Fu.
Thank you. But Nintendo has always been a big part of my gaming life and my gaming history. And I think that a lot of gamers, you know, who are our age would say the same thing. So the fact that Nintendo does not understand that all of us, whether we are into gaming heavily still to this day or not, just for the nostalgia factor alone, having a mini SNES, a mini Nintendo, original Nintendo Entertainment System that can play cartridges and having those cartridges around, we'd want that. Okay. It's not something that just the hardcore gamers want, because we all played a Mario game at some point in our lives. If you are a gamer today, you played a Mario game at some point in your life. We'd all want that system. And Nintendo did not understand that or factor that in, because they did not make enough boxes for their launch of this system. And now there's a shit ton of people. Like, there are some of those systems that have been bought, Amanda, bought for $3,000 and $4,000 on eBay right now.
No.
Yeah. Okay. And it's not like there's a shit ton of those mini cartridges out there that you can play. So I'm really disappointed in Nintendo, because again, it just kind of solidifies and reaffirms in my mind that Nintendo continues to not get it, which just makes me concerned about the Switch. Because if you don't understand that about your classic system and the audience, it makes me feel like you're probably really out of touch with the current audience and what it is that they want and expect out of a gaming system. So I'm more than ever concerned about the Switch now, and January can't get here fast enough as far as getting the details on this system and finding out actually what it can do, will do, and what launch titles it will have. Hashtag Nintendo doesn't get it.
Hashtag they don't get it.
So that's what I've got for this episode of our podcast. Like I said, next week we're going to be talking Westworld and probably some other minor random things, but we're going to get deep up in it, because Westworld right now is just like the sci-fi nerds.
What if I don't like it?
Then you could talk about that on the podcast. But you need to get through all the episodes so we could talk about it on the podcast.
How many episodes are there?
But here's the thing. There's like 6 episodes. But here's the thing, okay. Panda. Here's the thing, Panda. You're gonna like it.
Okay.
It's a series that's so up your alley.
I like when things are up my alley.
It's so up your alley. I'm kind of surprised that you haven't watched it already.
Because every time I'm like, you know what? I should start that. And then I'm like, nah.
No, you need to. Dude.
I'll queue Candy, it up after the show. I'll
Candy
start it
Newton
today.
Is such a badass. She's so badass. Plus, dude, come on. Sir Anthony Hopkins. Dude.
I mean, I'm a Hopkins fan.
Dude.
I'm not.
Dude.
That's not what I'm worried about. I was just worried I would not be all about the Western.
Dude, we're going to talk about this next week, but I'm going to leave you at this.
Okay,
I'm gonna leave you at this.
Fine.
Ready? I'm going to leave you at this.
I'm ready.
Equal wang to boob ratio.
What? Wait, are these sad floppy wieners or fully erect happy penises?
There's a couple of, like, not excited state.
Down penis. Like,
there's some non
sex coming down from happy.
There's some.
How is the male butt ratio? Is it like a strong male butt ratio?
Most of the butts that you see are butts that you actually want to see.
Okay.
Oh, that you're not upset to see. I'll put it that way.
All right, fine.
All right. There's a lot of brothels because it's
okay,
the West.
Ass and titties.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. There's one episode where everybody ends up at a big orgy at a brothel in celebration.
Okay.
And there are some decorative people. And
decorative.
They have been endowed by their creator with some certain inalienable rights.
No.
I'll say that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And you're just like, and the camera goes past and you're like, what was that?
Okay.
Yeah. So, equal wang to boobage ratio.
All right.
So, for some people, that's important. Some people, it's not.
Hey, guys, you need some wang and some titties? See Westworld.
Just saying, like, there's as many naked men frontal as you are subjected to a pair
of
the bush.
So, if there's women nakedness, you sure there's going to be some man nakedness.
Right, that you see. Not
you are
it's just like. It's not just like a butt.
If you see ass and titties, female ass and titties, you're going to see a male butt.
But you're going to see some twig and berries.
Butts and balls.
Okay. You got twigs and berries, and you've got
logs,
bushes and pears. And, like, you got
logs and pears.
Yeah, there's equalage is what I'm saying. Which, you know, hey, I'm all for equality. That's the kind of feminist I am. I'm all, it's really about equality, okay? It's not about opening a door for me. It's about me opening a door for you, too, okay?
They call me a tripod. You decide.
All right, so anyway, but the story's really good. We'll be talking about it next week, so.
Okay.
You can start watching it now, and you can form your opinions, and we're going to go deep, because I got some fan theories that I want to talk about with you guys. I want to hear your fan theories, so get them lined up. Shoot them to us on Twitter and on Facebook, facebook.com/Land of Esh, on Twitter, at ESH News, Instagram as well. If you've got a photo or a meme that explains your thing, then just tag us, at ESH News, on the Instagram. Make sure that you check out all the stuff that we are reviewing on our website. The holiday gift guide is starting as far as what people are recommending on the site, so we'll be gathering that all up in one section for you to review on the site. But what to buy the nerds you love in your life and what to steer away from if possible, we'll be gathering all that up. So you'll see, starting on Black Friday and going all the way through the holiday season, our recommendations on what to pick up for the nerds you love in music and movies and games and so much more. So make sure that you keep an eye out for that. Make sure you do that by visiting the site, electricsisterhood.com. Add it to your bookmarks. If you use an iOS device, you can get us in your Apple News app by searching for Electric Sisterhood and hitting the little plus button next to it so you add us to your favorites so that it will show up in your For You section all the time. Make sure that you get the links on our website for our podcast. We're available in iTunes, either on the desktop or through the podcast application on your iOS device by searching for the Eshcast and subscribing. You can also get our podcast through Stitcher Radio, on Google Play, pretty much anywhere where podcasts are aggregated, you'll be able to get a hold of our show for sure. So make sure that you subscribe and get our new episodes the moment that we put them out on the web for your enjoyment. And ours as well, because we like that you like our show. Share us with a friend. Spread the love of Esh around the world, or at least around your neighborhood. I'll take that. If you enjoy our show and you enjoy all the stuff that our team is reviewing on our website, then make sure that you check out all the other sites of our contributors as well. We have a great network of people. I love these nerds so much, and I think you will as well. So make sure that you check out b3crew.com and the No Borders, No Race podcast hosted by our homeboy KBD. He's doing unboxing videos as well for anime loot crates, so you definitely want to check those out on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/Electric Sisterhood. I've got unboxing videos that are going to be going up there as well and all kinds of different stuff. So make sure that you check those out. Be sure to subscribe and grab his podcast and give him a review in iTunes, because he really loves when he gets feedback from listeners. It's a really cool show on independent music and movies and anime and theater and so much more. So make sure that you check it out. Also, Wednesday night live streams. Our boy, Hamsterman2049 of Smashed Rook, is getting on Twitch every Wednesday night at 9 Eastern to play a bunch of different games, new and old, scary and not scary. And it's just a hoot. You should totally tune in. I love Hamsterman. I love watching his streams. You should definitely join us, be part of the chat, and watch him just play some fun games from everything from SNES and up. And it's a different game every week, so you definitely want to check that out. And subscribe and follow his channel. You should also check out our homie, Phil the Issues Guy, with Phil's Recap and Review. Phil's recaps right now on Westworld give me life. So if you have not checked out Phil's Recap and Review ever on YouTube, now is the time to do it. It is just, it's the perfect time to do it. Be part of chat, call in live. It is absolutely a phenomenal time. I cannot say enough about Phil the Issues Guy, issuesprogram.com, and Phil's Recap and Review on YouTube. Subscribe. You will fucking love it. And last but certainly not least, our homies over at nerdcrave.com, keeping up with all the stuff that nerds crave, from comics to movies, anime, video games, and more. If it's nerdy and you want some information about it, you probably find it at nerdcrave.com if you haven't found it in any of the other sites that I've mentioned just as yet. So make sure you add us to your bookmarks, that you check our content every week, throw us in your RSS reader. Any way that you want to consume our content, consume it. Engage with us, like I said, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We love your questions. There are things that you want us to check out and review. Definitely holler at us. We can make it happen. We love hearing from all of our fans of what they're interested in. And there are a lot of games and a lot of TV shows out there that we just are not aware of. So if there's something that you think we should check out or you just like our opinion, just hit us up. Use the contact form on our website or message us on Twitter or Instagram or on our Facebook page. Be like, yo, sisters, y'all need to check this out like right now and review it because it's weighing heavy on my heart. So as always, I am Ninja Sista.
And I'm Vandalicious.
Until next time, folks.
Bye, everybody.
Toodaloo.